Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again, and it's another Wednesday, middle of the week, and so actually, it's middle of the week, but you only have maybe two more work days, so that's good. So you're near the end. So here we go. So people have had situations, conditions, problems, upsets the last few days. If you haven't had the emotional clearing, then you may want to get that, but if you feel kind of funky about something, here we go. So I want you all to focus on something that you had, and we can clear the energy away from that, the sting, the way the body gets, upset about something, and we'll do that now. You're going to still see the event, so it's not like having your brain defragmented. You're still going to be able to look at it, see it, in technicolor, but you won't have that sting about it, which can harm your body. Well, you have to look at your body. We talked about that a while back here about the body with ascension, and the body hangs on to a lot of stuff, which can damage it and give you a poor health. So here we go. Think of that one situation. We'll only clear one of those, so think of the worst one. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And the date today, if you don't know that, is September. So we're in September now, and today is the 3rd, 9/3/2014. And let's bring in the light bean energy. So I'd like you all to bring the light bean up. Here we go. So 1, 2, bring peace to you. 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is out there.
I am, Ron. Hi. This is Ann. Yeah. Hi, everyone. That felt very wonderful and relaxing, Ron. Thank you for those clearings. And I know that a lot of our listeners are listening on the phone, but they are, even though they can't put the picture of the light being up, they're still receiving peace energy while they listen to the show. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, they'll still get the energy, yes. Doesn't matter. I said a lot of people like to watch the light beam physically change on their monitor screen as you bring the energy in. But yes, it's perfectly fine if they're on a phone listening. You're still going to feel the energy.
Great. I thought so, but I just wanted to check for everyone. So welcome, and if this is your first time listening, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and you can learn more about the Creation Lightship and Ron Amatron by going to creationlightship.com. There are many, many free healings and tons of information and many archives of this radio show as well as other radio shows that have been done in the past on other networks. So you can spend a long time learning and healing and clearing yourself of densities on Ron's website. And I wanted to start out today talking about the alien holographic reality disconnection clearing. You mentioned, I think for the past couple of weeks, Ron, you've been mentioning that you are destroying some of the matrixes on the planet. And we, of course, thank you for that very much. And then you suggested that we might want to do the alien holographic reality disconnection, which is a free healing. And we have a lovely testimonial about that I'd like to read. Seeing the real Earth. Ron, clearing the matrixes in combination with me running the clearings, and specifically gray skies, holographic reality, alien remote viewing, Earth protection, and alien head connector disconnection, which are all free healings on the website, I can see nature coming through more and more. Gorgeous new clouds, freshness in the air, The cats from all over the neighborhood now like to hang out in our yard, although we don't have any pets of our own. Hummingbirds, butterflies, our backyard, which is in an urban setting, is starting to feel like a little rainforest. Someone who came over remarked when she came here for the first time that our yard felt like a jungle. I get both that balanced natural energy is able to come through because of the planetary holograms Ron is crashing, and also because of the clearings we are running here. And as a result, we are also able to see through the holograms and see more light in our environment. It is wonderful.
Great. That's good.
That's wonderful. And I would love to hear if other people are feeling that. I have to say that I feel that I am as well. I feel the sky is a sort of brighter blue or almost with a purple tinge. And, well, it's certainly been beautiful where I live anyway. So thank you. And then so that listener recommended quite a few healings. And, again, if you're a new listener, if you're unclear, on the upper left side when you go to creationlightship.com, there's a whole drop-down box. There's one that says recommended healings, and then there's one that says free healings, and that's where you'll find all of those. So I suggest them very strongly. So, Ron, on the I don't mean to laugh. We get this question a lot. But on the fast chat, someone's asking, when is the ascension?
Well, it was yesterday, and we all missed it. No. I don't know. It should have happened in February 2008. So one way to look at it is that there probably are some other planets out there, maybe like ours, that could be in worse shape than we are. You know, that's one way to look at it. I wish it would happen soon. Mainly because I'm as tired as you people are of what's happening here, and I'm waiting for the rainforest too. So I want to see the Earth the way it's supposed to be, and that could be, you know, what could happen before ascension even. So let's kind of plan on that. But yeah, unfortunately, the unwanted universal travelers are still here, probably not as much, but, you know, they're still here affecting us. So, and there's other stuff affecting us also besides them, but it could be all kind of related. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. You're noticing also some improvements since you've been crashing these matrixes. Am I right, Ron?
Yeah, I do see an improvement.
Good.
But it's hard to say, you know really how much. It's kind of like, you know, you have cold weather is, 10 degrees below any different than maybe 10 degrees above, you know. They're both pretty bad, you know. So that's kind of how I look at it. I would like to have it much better. So we'll hope on that. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And we have a couple of questions or comments about clones in the inbox tonight. If you would like to send an email for us to read on the air, that email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. If it's something personal or about a healing problem that you're having, that needs to go directly to Ron, which is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And but I have another testimonial, Ron, that I'd like to read. Dear Ron, since I have been doing clearings and listening to your radio shows, I have more of my spirit back with me, feel peaceful and relaxed. I have noticed that many friends have moved out of my life. This is adding to my peace. An interesting thing happened. One friend called me and angrily said, "How could you say to me that you do not want to be my friend anymore?" I never said that and calmly asked her, "Have I ever spoken like that to anyone?" She seemed calmer then, and I haven't heard from her since. Thanks for all you do.
Wow.
Interesting, huh? So that person could be a clone.
Yeah, very possible. They may not have all the data, you know.
Well, and it had me wondering that are people more able to connect? In other words, if really this listener was kind of delighted to have this person out of their lives, even though they didn't say it, was the person picking up on that reality and knew it? Like, are things more transparent now?
Yeah, it's very possible. Uh-huh. Very possible.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay, so we have... couple of other emails. I was looking for one about, we had a couple about clones, but I'll find those. We had someone wrote in recently about time and looking at numbers on the clock, on digital clocks, and how they went to an analog.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Boy.
Yeah.
We found something neat about that, you know? It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that now. I put a piece of tape over the digital clock in my car. And it's amazing how seldom you really need to look at the time, like that listener said. Okay, so we have another email on that subject. I don't own a wristwatch and never was that interested in owning one since the few I had broke or I got tired of using it. The clock on my phone is enough for me. I had an insight into as to why people wear watches on their wrist and not their neck or leg, for example. I remember Ron discussing the slavery clearing, which I did the whole life clearing of. The reason the aliens make people wear watches on their wrists is because it resembles a handcuff and keeps you as a time slave when you wear a wristwatch. That came from this listener's spirit.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I haven't had a watch on, I don't know how long. Maybe 20 years, I guess. Maybe more. I don't know. I just can't recall. Long time ago. Maybe 1980 or something.
Yeah.
I don't have a watch. No.
And they were probably digital, analog, not digital anyway, right, Ron? Now, today, everyone has a digital clock.
Yeah. I got mine from,
I wonder if they even still teach children how to tell time the way we learned when we were kids, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, or they just don't bother because they all look at a digital clock.
That's a good one, yeah. Very good. Okay. Yeah, they may not know. They may not know how to count change, you know. Right, you know.
Right. Okay, we have a couple of questions, Ron, about the 4-in-1 healing. And the 4-in-1 healing is a healing that Ron does for you personally. You want to call Ron and set up an appointment, and he does it. And the prerequisite for doing that is to have already done your emotional body healing. And are there other things as well, Ron, or if you've done your emotional body, you can move to the 4-in-1?
Yes, into the emotional and the mental. And what I do is a sensory clearing for people. And it's really good to have your planet and star one done. And then send me an email. I'm just too busy to really get on the phone right now with the stuff since October. So it's just difficult to deal with phone stuff. So, and that clearing can help you. It can take away loneliness. But you need to get those clearings done first. In order to have that. Maybe we could have some people maybe call in if they had the 4-in-1 done. That would be good. Or at least send, you know, maybe an email to CLS Questions. That would be great. Because normally once you get that, you feel whole and complete, and you're not yearning for something or looking around for something, maybe something that somebody will say trying to fix you, because you feel, you know, that missing missing part of you, which is what you're really looking for, your other half is with you. And that's not a soulmate. A soulmate will normally give you, you know, contracts to go through. So you don't necessarily want to have a soulmate, like they talk about, because that could be a pretty rough situation. Twin flames could also be rough if they're together also, as they may have everything in common and nothing in common. A couple of couples who were that over the years, and they just kind of like do their own thing as there's no challenge in the relationship. And it may sound good, but they just hang out. So nothing really inspires them. The other person can inspire the other one, as they almost have the same thoughts. And so, but yeah, you know, since nobody normally has that is listening, you know, having that connection makes you feel so much better. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that's interesting. We had a listener ask, which radio show describes the 4-in-1 healing? And I am not sure of the answer to that, but maybe some other listeners might know and they could help us out there. But while we're on the subject, I will just explain that, well, Ron explained it perfectly, how wonderful it is, and I can vow for that because I have had it, and it is wonderful. And what the four parts are is it's a twin flame connection, so you get to feel your twin flame. You're disconnected from 13 of the worst planets, the planets that are really heavily courting us. You get to experience the energy of your home base planet, and you are taken out of your soul family. And it is amazing. So thank you for that, Ron. And I just, you know, unfortunately, I don't know where else it's been described, but I think we've done a pretty good job discussing it right here. Is there anything else you want to say about it, Ron?
No, that's it. That's the last one that I did initially for people, like as icing on the cake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I realized that people were, you know, down the rat hole so far. All the other clearings that we have. So,
right.
Talk to me when we started. That's the ones that I had. I had 4 clearings. Why do we have so many more? Well, only because it's needed. That's the reason. So, long
way. Right. Right.
A lot of experiences here. So,
right. Thank you so much, Ron. I know you just kept adding and adding and adding because we have so many problems and issues here. And a lot of people assume healing that you're giving us or doing something to us, but actually what the Creation Lightship healings do is remove densities and remove connections to things that aren't from things that aren't supposed to be connected to us. But I have a nice testimonial, Ron, about the 4-in-1 healing I'd like to read. Yeah, the 4-in-1, I no longer feel lonely. After reuniting with my twin flame, I no longer feel lonely, point blank. I had felt a deep, despairing sense of abandonment and loneliness my whole life since I was 3. Now it is simply not there. I am fundamentally happy with and in myself. That is not to say that I don't have challenges, because I do, but how I relate to these challenges is with hope and courage and an inner strength that is kind of amazing to me still. I get this is because inside of me this reconnection has been made, so there is this continuous beat of knowing I am of light and I belong on a planet of light. This gives me the confidence, calmness, and intelligence to navigate living in the prison here, because I know in my heart it is temporary. Also, as part of the 4-in-1, being disconnected from soul family has been tremendous. Quite simply, I feel free to be true to myself. People's judgments and opinions of me I recognize as just that, their judgments and opinions. and my ability to stay an observation of life is increasing daily. It is my job to protect and increase the presence of my spirit in my heart and to care for the temple of my body. And the more I am in contact with this knowing, saying no to what does not serve me is not only easier, I recognize it as my absolute responsibility to myself.
Very nice. Very nice.
I know. That's a beautiful and very helpful testimonial. So I thank you very much, listener, for that, because that is exactly the kind of thing that lets people understand, you know, what it is that Ron is doing here. So, Ron, we have a request. I'm sorry, did you want to talk any more about the 4-in-1 before we move on?
Really nice clearing to have, you know.
Right.
Oh, that's about all that I can say, you know. It'd be nice to have some people, you know, we could do a show with a few call-ins, maybe, you know, people talking about it. I haven't done that many of them that I can think of. Maybe 20, possibly. No, that's about it. So, and I don't really talk about it that much, and I don't think we do have it on a list of services, I think, but it's not really listed because I have to do that one, you know, over the phone with people. And if you're wondering how long it could take, once I clear away the planets, when I first started this, I got laid out, first of all, with the first person. Laid out means I was on the couch for probably about 4 hours. They're in just 13 planets. Anyway, so from there, normally if you do the planet clearing, that may only take 15 minutes. If you haven't done it, you know, that could take maybe up to an hour sometimes. And then from there, doing your home base energy, that normally, you know, maybe takes 2 to 5 minutes, but then a lot of people like to sit with it, actually feel and sense the energy. It's so nice to be with. So I've had people sometimes, so to say, well, call me back, and when you're ready, to reconnect them. And then one person, I think, took about 2.5 hours, and they called me. And we do the twin flame, and that could be as long as that. So it could be, you know, a long clearing. And some people, you know, 5 minutes is fine. So it all depends, you know, how you are. And, you know, what it's like for you. But, you know, that's kind of the way the clearing works. Typically, I would figure probably 2 hours would be maybe above average, we'll say. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. We've been talking a lot, and it's been wonderful information, but we haven't done any sample healings tonight. I was wondering, is it possible to do a sample of maybe removing one cord or something from a soul family member, or is that too complicated?
Let's just do something else.
Okay. What else would you like to do?
Well, middle of the week, maybe anxiety. So let's do an anxiety clearing. So everybody, here we go. So one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Oh, back to you.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, now a question just came in, and I think it might be a good opportunity to, since we brought up ascension earlier, I think there might be some confusion about some things. So I'd like to read this question, Ron, and perhaps you could explain how things are with the coming ascension. If we ascend to a new earth with our bodies, will we be able to become more whole by being with our twin flame?
Well, your twin flame won't be with you. So that, you know, your twin flame will not typically be going to where you are, so you won't be with your twin flame. Just that you probably feel, you know, more peace energy, and you will be able to act with your twin flame on your home base energy. So that would be good, but your twin flame's not going to be side by side with you. So, no, it's out somewhere else. So the ascension with your body is allowing you to take your body with you where the earth spirit that created your body is going to be. Will accommodate your body so that you can have, you know, in your body. And you know, your body will more than likely be, even though you're whatever sex you are now, typically, I would think that it would probably be more androgynous than it would be, you know, really male or female. It would just be a body. Won't be eating things. You'd probably be living on life force energy. So that's the difference.
Now, if we could just also address the first part of that email, though, Ron, are we going to ascend to a new earth?
Well, probably not. It's only if you take your body with you. So I guess another way of saying that is that there's, you know, so many, say, planets that are created by the light, maybe millions of them. So you may not choose to go do this one over again. That would be different than what it is now. And in another way, this planet will no longer exist. So if we were to look for this planet somehow, we could find something out there that may be similar. This one here won't be here. Why ascension this time around is so important. Does that answer the question?
Yes, I guess so. I worry that sometimes when we have that new earth transport clearing, that people think that there's somehow going to be a new earth and we're all going to just go to this other planet and live a better life than we are now. And
no, that's strictly just to hold your energy.
Right, just to hold it for when ascension. Right.
Well, so that's what that's for. So don't even think that that new earth means it's going to be one that you're going on to. No, it's just a holding space.
Right.
So.
Right, and what that is, for new listeners again, or even if you just start doing the healings, once you complete a healing, you do a one-minute transfer so that energy is sort of like having a bank account of all of your healing, so that when ascension time does happen, the light beings will be able to find you. And hopefully you'll go all the way through the ascension with their assistance.
So that's a problem that happened. Jesus walked the earth, okay? That was not in place. And so the few people that ascended were gone, but the other ones that could have had that same opportunity that got taken sideways, the light had no way to find them because they had no light signature of who they were that radiates light. And that's kind of what happened there. So now we don't have that same condition and problem. Now you're able to have yourself recognized by the light at ascension time because it knows that you're here. And that energetic link to you, they will find you. Before, it's kind of like throwing a rock in the ocean, you know. Well, where are you? You know, not really being seen, you know. Now that you're going to have a way to be recognized. If I didn't do that, all the clearings that you've done in the past would not have even made any difference to you. You'd have a better life here, but it would not account for much at all at ascension time, because, like in the time of Jesus, the people who did some of the clearings where they got taken into darkness, they were gone. Now, that's why you're still here. So if you happen to have some people know about past lives with Jesus, they kind of recognize the energy, and they can swear that they were there in some doing something to help out, we'll say. And the only reason why you're here now is because the dark side took you. That was not in place back then to allow you to recognize, and that's why you're stuck here. The darkness is very sneaky, do lots of things. And remember, the light only works in the now. Well, that's the problem that the light has, is that it's a non-judgment, which is its greatest thing that it has is that, and typically it could be something that could be the worst, because it's always in the now. It doesn't know of anything else. So some people say, I don't want to ever come back here again. Doesn't the light chip know that it shouldn't exist? Well, it's not going to judge a creation, and that's why there's those 2,000-year intervals to bring people back into light. But it's up to the people to get recognized. So here, have no problem now. I can't speak for other locations out there. I'm here. But here, we have a chance now to be recognized, and the parts of you that have been cleared and cleaned out will be able to be taken. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I mentioned earlier we have a couple of questions and comments about clones, and I found those now. So one email from a listener says, a long time ago, my daughter told me to stay out of her dreams. Of course, I asked her why. She informed me that she always had to worry about me because I would be in danger. One of the most upsetting dreams she told me about was that she was in a room with long tables, and on the tables were people that looked like me, and several that looked like her sister, but she knew it was not. She told me it was creepy and scary.
Yeah, one of that table, the table could be anything. It could be the table on the food court. It could be the table that they experiment with you on. So, either way, it's not going to be very pleasant. Either way, it's a real life. And the real life can be transferred down here to situations. Yeah.
Do you think that the girl was seeing them creating clones of her mother and her sister?
Well, or experimenting, possibly. Oh, it's hard to say. Hard to say. I haven't seen any clones on tables, okay? All the clones that I've ever seen that were being created were vertical, standing up, like in a container or something like that, I've never seen any clones laying down. That seems to be more of something else going on than be created or to be checked out. But you can't do much on your stomach or your back or your side, you're going to be walking. If they're going to make sure that your prototype is okay, you're not going to be laying down. But I've never seen any clones being laid down on a table. Back to you, Anne.
Okay. Someone did say, says online here, ditto to testimonial about the 4-in-1 clearing, and it's number 4 in 1, because it's 4 clearings that Ron does for you at the same time. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear about that. And you won't find it on the website. You need to contact Ron through email and set up an appointment to have that done. So, okay. I do think there are more and more clones all the time, Ron. Okay, to change the subject a bit, What is the energetic objects courting release, and how is it different from energetic negative objects removal?
Okay. The negative object one is something that could harm you. Okay, so the first one's probably kind of self-explanatory. The negative object would be like if you were shot with a gun. Now, this can go back, or a knife or a spear, and that's still held inside of your body. So, make this, we'll do a quick healing here. So I want everybody to think of an ache or pain that you may have had in this lifetime. And if you don't have an ache or pain or can't bring anything up, or you think that you have some energetic, say, knife or sword stuck in you, or this could happen anytime. It's not from this lifetime, although it could be. Let's just look at something that's happened in your past. And so if you know about something, maybe you have an elbow problem, and you go, man, I've had this problem for, you know, a long, long time. You know, if I move it the wrong way, it kind of, like, hurts. Like I have a piece of glass in there or something, you know, but, you know, it looks fine. You know, there's nothing, no cuts there, but it's like I keep tearing it up each time I move my elbow a certain way or my knees or something. So that could be what we're talking about, a negative object. And these are invisible. But you know how the invisible works into the physical. So it has to happen there first. So take your situation, if you know about one. If not, I'll just I'll concentrate on knees, okay? And so if you don't, if you say, I'm perfectly fine, then I'll work on your knees now. We'll just see if your knees jerk or feel different. Maybe you might have some tingles. So work on the left knee first, or it'll be your own particular location. But here we go. Releasing the negative object out of that. No? It could even be somebody who stuck a wire in you or something. Maybe, you know, maybe somewhere, some on the piano, they put some electrodes on you, you know? Here we go. So releasing that particular object. One, two, three, four, and five. That's out of your left knee. And we'll still continue to work on that location that you're looking at right now. It's not your knees. So here we go. Right knee, releasing the energies off of that. One, two, three, four, and five. There. I want everybody to get up and walk. And just see if you feel different in the way you're walking. That's what that clearing is for, negative objects. It could be possible that maybe you were involved with a drowning situation, you know, and you drowned because, you know, maybe you had something come into your mouth, you know. No, and you drowned because of that. I don't know what you'd have coming into your mouth from that, but, you know, weird things happen. Maybe you have a problem where you ate something, you know, and you choked on it. That's a negative object because it got stuck in your throat. We'll do throat stuff. That'd be good. Here we go. And sometimes you could have a reaction, and you never know what could happen. Maybe you might spit up a fur ball or something. Well, where'd that come from? But here we go. Work on your throat, getting rid of something that could be stuck in there over many, many centuries. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three. Oh, man. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Could even be like maybe a chicken bone that was in your throat, you know, that got stuck. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, see how your throat is feeling. That's you, Ann.
Wow, thank you, Ron. I felt, when I got up and walked around, I felt like I just felt stronger or sturdier in my legs. And as you cleared each knee, I put my hand over each knee, and my right knee kind of fluttered. So I did feel like something shifted there. So thank you very much. I hope everyone felt good from those clearings. So just to thank you so much for all those, Ron. Just to finish up on this, this person wanted to know the difference between the energetic, so that was energetic negative objects removal, and that can be found on the website. And then she's asking, what is the difference between that and the energetic objects cording release? And goes on to say, I think my bed is holding some heavy energy and needs to be cleared. So that's the purpose of her question. And I assume from what you just said that for her bed, she would want to do the energetic objects cording release. Is that correct,
Ron? Yeah, it could also have stuff in it, you know. That would be more of this lifetime. But, yeah, you could have stuff. Well, let's just look at it a different way. Let's look at, you probably want to relate to somebody else rather than yourself. So you're laying in bed, and the aliens abduct, you know, the whole bed with you on it. They put their testing equipment and different things to sample your energies, whatever that would be, on your bed, and they put you on top of that. And maybe that signature, the frequency of these objects, that wasn't beneficial for you here, but energy stayed with your bed as they brought you back down here the night before. So that's probably why you want to clear that. And I think we got a beep there. We got a beeper on?
I believe we do. We have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Welcome. You're on the air, so
Hello?
Go right ahead. Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I have some questions for Ron. I called on Friday.
Okay, we'll go right ahead. You're on the air.
My name is Shannon, and I called last Friday, and he had suggested for me to do 4 clearings, but I don't really have the money to do it. And I mean, in the last 2.5 years, I've gotten severe depersonalization, and I have a lot of pain in my uterus from a baby loss I had many years ago, and I can't feel throughout my body, and there's no person in my prefrontal cortex, and my soul split in half, and like I feel as if I'm dying, but I have lots of thoughts that would not have been my own thoughts when I was well, and I was wondering if there's any way he can do a clearing on me right away, and if he can tell if there's something around me or something trying to end my life.
Well, I'll do an entity clearing here. So this is, works for everybody. So here we go. Let's see if we have, remember entities could be more than one, but here we go. So I need you just to think of one of your thoughts that you have that keeps recycling. And we'll get rid
like
of that.
Like a good thought or a bad thought?
So here we go. Facing that entity. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one's gone. So back to you.
Are you there, caller?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, but like I was telling Ron, I have lots of thoughts that don't seem like they're my own thoughts, and calling me, like, bad things, and that I'm useless, and I might as well be dead, and all these things because
that's
of
why you
want
to do the entity clearing.
Yeah. Well,
the clearings that I suggested is what you need to do to get some help for yourself. I can't guarantee it's going to fix you, you know, but that's what you need to do to, you know, have your reality get shifted a little bit. Until you do those.
But also.
That's what I suggested last time. You got to do your whole life of emotional clearing and mental and entity. Those are the main three. And it could be other ones too, but you need to do those
okay.
to, you know, see if that'll help you. I can't guarantee it'll fix
yeah.
you, but it's what is needed.
Now, are you doing the Mind the Heart? I just wanted to know, are you doing Well, I was wondering, since you haven't done the healings yet, are you doing some of the tools that Ron has given us that you can do for yourself, like the Mind to Heart drop, commanding your spirit to be in your body, commanding to be only on the CLS now timeline of light, and those things?
I tried that, but my spirit doesn't want to be in my body because my mind is not well and I'm in pain. You know, it doesn't want to go on anymore. I don't want to live anymore.
If she continually commands her spirit to be in her body and says, "I now increase my life force energy," can she overcome that?
Probably not. There's probably too many entities. Remember, the entities and the other energies are much stronger than anybody's spirit. So that could help a little bit, but you have to get the space first for your spirit to come in. So until you can clear the space, doing that probably will not help that much. It'll help a little bit. Might help a few percent. But you got to get the space cleared in order to have your spirit come in and help you. That's why the clearings are so important to do, because you have to clean out your space. So all those little cubby holes of your spirit is taken up by entities. So
is there any way that you could do any more free clearing for me? I don't have a lot of money either.
Oh, I can't, because you would need a lot of help. I'm looking at if you do those clearings, I might be able to, look at you again to see what you might need. But as far as doing a free clearing, one free clearing, you got a lot of areas that you need to go into to clean out. So you need to do those clearings first, and then, like I said, contact me after that, and we'll see where you are and what you might need kind of assistance there.
Can you see, even though you've never met me or you don't know where I am exactly, can you see around me what's doing this? Can you see that?
Well,
or you can just hear it, or?
Yeah, I can, but, that's why I'm saying you need to do the clearings. You have to do those clearings to give yourself some help, because you need a lot of help. Everybody listening would probably understand that too. You have a lot going on there. Just one sample clearing is not going to help you. You need to get your energetic systems, those energy bodies, cleaned out, in order to get some help so you can actually help you.
Do you suggest in doing them from a computer or a cell phone is okay, or either one?
As long as you bring the light beam up on your screen, whatever it would be, whether it, you could be on a iPhone or something, that would work, but you need to get that light beam up in order to do the clearing. And if you don't have a computer, I have a lot of people who don't have internet in their house, and they just go to the library and they do the clearings.
Okay, I can go to the library, but I do have an iPhone. But when you say keep the screen up, do you mean up towards outside?
No, you have to have the light beam on. You have to have the light beam on in front of you as you do the clearing.
Like just the light from a light bulb?
No, when you go on creationlightship.com, if you can do that from your phone, then on there, when you do any healing, the picture comes up. It's a picture of a face of the light being, and the energy actually comes through your phone or computer to you while you're doing the healing. That's what Ron means. You want to be looking at the light being. So if you can't do that on your phone, you might want to go to the library and go, if you haven't already done this, do go right away to the library as soon as you can and do the free healings that I described that are on the left-hand side. And sit there and feel the energy from the light.
I have done the free ones, but I don't feel any difference. from doing
You may not because you probably have entities in you. So that's why you need to do the clearing to be able to get yourself back.
Okay, and I feel that we had another caller come on the line, but thank you so much for calling, and we wish you the best, and I hope you can get those clearings done on yourself soon.
Thank you.
Okay,
I'll call again.
Goodbye. Okay, great. And did I hear a beep, Ron, or was that my phone?
I don't know.
Is there somebody else on the line now? Okay, I must have been mistaken. I apologize. Okay. So I'm going to get back to our emails. Oh, I just wanted to add about the previous email about someone wanting to clear their bed. The energetic object clearing you can do for one item, and it's $1. And if you have a laptop, you can just bring it to your bed and sit on your bed for 5 minutes, and it's amazing. And I've done that a lot, and then sometimes I'm more thorough and I do the pillows and the comforter and everything as well. So I recommend that really highly. It's a good one.
Yeah, and some people, they use the object clearing, to clear their food. They'll do that too. So take away what needs to be, maybe increase the life force energy or take away what should not be in there. So it's more body compatible for you. And you might even want to, do your objects, which you may want to look at your clothing or something. You know, that's a possibility too. So just have
right,
fun
or with jewelry.
Yep.
Okay, now I really, hope we'd have more time to get into the alien attack page, which would be a wonderful clearing for that last caller, I would think, and it's only $10. That might help her a little bit, don't you think, Ron, the alien attack page?
I'm seeing more of just physical stuff right now that she has to get rid of in order to get spirit energy. She has to get spirit energy with her.
Okay.
The aliens, definitely could be there, but I'm seeing more like she needs to get her spirit back with her in order to get help. That's the bottom line. And everybody has their own history of what they have done in this lifetime and other lifetimes. So, the main thing is you have to get your spirit back. So it doesn't matter, what happened, who you've seen or how you got it out. You need to get it back. That's the main thing. If you want to have healing, your spirit's your healer. And that's where you have to come from and look at the clearings that what we talk about as, this is bringing more of my spirit to me. And then naturally, once you get rid of the darkness or whatever it is that's connected to you, all these different energies, then you start feeling better. It's a normal process, to regain your spirit. And then you start feeling better and you start having healings because your spirit can help you. Otherwise, it's probably not going to happen until you have your spirit with you for whatever you're trying to accomplish. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And, it's getting near the end of the show almost already. But there's another question it's from someone who is, I think, quite a long-time listener. But he is having a problem with a certain race of aliens, and they seem to have a hold on me. He's saying, I don't want to get into exactly what race it is and everything, but having trouble letting go of them. So I would think that what this person needs to do, Ron, and I thought maybe you could say more about it, is, again, the alien attack clearing. First of all, he could do the alien to light on himself, but then he could do that weekly alien attack clearing. And at the first section there, it actually has a space that if this person knows the race that's attacking him, you can fill it in, and the light beings will go after that exact race and get them off of you.
Yeah, that,
would you
that
say
is
that's,
correct.
That's the best suggestion, Ron, for that situation?
I would say so, yeah. And then from there, you know, just see where you are after you do that and get off the timelines that they're connecting you to. So remember, if you got to go to the timelines with this race, maybe it won't come to you. So that's kind of, you know, both of those are good. So you actually have two ways to, you know, approach the same problem. So one, if you know what they are, that's good, but get off the timelines because they're coming to you on timelines. They're creating a timeline so they can manipulate you or control you or be with you. So you want to get rid of those timelines.
Okay, that's a great, great suggestion. I hope that really helps this listener because, in a way, I guess it's a bit of a blessing to know where the attack is coming from because then you can give that information over to the light beings and they can be more specific on how they help you.
Now, see, the timelines we associate with the aliens creating the timelines. Now, the lady that called earlier, you know, you could say, well, she has entities like she was talking about, and they're all talking to her. Well, that's more like the timeline here. Because they're entities. The voices are from stuff here, not necessarily from the alien. Okay? So when she was talking, I didn't pick up much alien stuff with her because the bulk of it is stuff that's here. Not that the aliens could be coming in after that or at the same time, but her major issue is with herself. You got to clean yourself out and then see where you are after that. So I don't think, you know, with the entities, I don't think the timelines would make any difference, you know, by doing that clearing. She has to get herself back into her body and to do those clearings in order to give her some help. And she's very lucky that we have these clearings on. Otherwise, she'd have no hope at all. So back to you, and I guess we could probably end the program here.
I think it's time we end the program. Maybe we could have the mind-to-heart drop, Ron, for us all before we say goodbye.
And we'll do that, and we have the call starting this Saturday, the special calls, and 4-hour and 8-hour Sundays are coming up starting this Saturday. The mind-to-heart drop.
Yes, thank you, Ron.
Come into your body here to take away your thoughts in your head, and hopefully you're in your body. But here we go. And take your thoughts, go into your heart, commanding your spirit to do so. So 1098-765-4321. So they're dropping down. 1098-765-4321 and 1098-765-4321. Thank you, everybody. Blessings. Tomorrow is our special call for getting rid of replicas, clones. Thank you, Ann. Bye, everybody.
Bye.